Former NFL star convicted of raping disabled woman. By Dylan Gwynn on July 28, 2020. Former San Francisco 49er Dana Stubblefield has been convicted of raping a mentally delayed woman while using a firearm in 2015. Stubblefield, 49, was sentenced to 15 years to life after being convicted of rape by force, oral copulation by force, and false imprisonment, the Santa Clara County District Attorney's Office said on Monday. This was a triumph of resilience. The victim has struggled her whole life with learning disabilities and challenges to be self-sufficient. If we are not fighting for her, then who are we fighting for? District Attorney Jeff Rosen asserted. It has been a long road for this remarkable woman, and we are thankful to the jury for providing her some closure and, for our community, justice after an unconscionable and violent crime. The woman visited Stubblefield's home on April 9, 2015, to interview for a babysitting job. She left after 20 minutes. Though, according to investigators, she returned after Stubblefield sent her a text saying that he wanted to pay her for her time. Upon her return, Stubblefield raped her and then gave her $80 before allowing her to leave. The woman immediately went to the Morgan Hill Police Department and reported the rape, prosecutors said, according to the New York Post. His attorneys had denied the woman suffered from any disability that prevented her from agreeing to consensual sex. Stubblefield was drafted 26th overall in 1993 by the San Francisco 49ers. He spent 7 years with the 49ers, 3 with the Redskins, and finished his career in Oakland in 2003. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter at TheMyGwynn.